This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, two tickets to see Bachman Turner. Oh, no, sorry. We're going to wait two tickets to see MGK. That's Machine Gun Kelly and Wiz Khalifa on June 3rd, 2026 at Jiffy Lube Live, courtesy of Live Nation. Caller number 5-410-583-1057.
Eagles lose last night, and I didn't know whether or not our buddy was going to post, but he's a pro. He fights through all the pain. Joining us courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from WJZ-TV, Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
Man, I heard the song, and I'm immediately thinking, nobody in Philly took care of business last night. Why are they playing this song right now?
A star is born, man. That Jackson Dart, along with Cam Scatabo, they've got themselves something going on up there in New Jersey.
Yeah, look, they play reckless and loose. You got to love it, man. The young crew they have up there, it seems like finally the Giants have hit on a couple of draft picks. Scataboo, I don't care who your team is or what, how you cannot enjoy just watching that guy play from a football standpoint. If you don't, there's something wrong with you. And Jackson is just free. I mean, look, Russell, getting him out of there and bringing Jackson in, it changes the whole dynamic of the offense.
Yeah, you got a personality.
You got personality. And yeah. I think that's what that team wanted. And look at what they're doing and the way that they're moving the ball. And Malik Nabers isn't even on the field. So they got something special brewing in New York. And you know what? Good for them, and hats off to them, because Philly all around is a mess right now.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Is Jackson unlimited? Because that's what I don't know yet. It's only two games.
No, we do know Russell Wilson is very limited.
Yeah, I love that he came in for one pass, and Brian Daboll turns around and starts yelling at the doctors, heal him quicker! I'm tired of watching
Daboll went in that medical tent, and he said, let me tell you, if you don't get this dude back on the field.
No, you guys are joking. Yeah. Scatterball went into the tent. No, I'm serious.
I didn't see Scatterball went. I thought Daboll was over there.
Cam Scatterball went into the tent. Minutes later, Jackson Dart comes out of the tent. That legitimately happened.
You know what? That tells you all you need to know about Russell Wilson right there.
Well, Rick, we got to talk about this sooner or later. Rams coming to town. 7.5-point favorites in our house. We have the second worst pass defense in the NFL. They've got the best receiver statistically in the NFL. I believe you were a receiver in college, weren't you? What do you think about this?
I mean, I said it before the season. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The Rams very well may have the best 1-2 punch in the league, especially with Cincinnati, you know, lacking a quarterback right now. The only thing that I'm just going to be upfront and honest about this. The only thing that the Ravens can hope on Sunday is that this weather plays a factor and it slows both teams down and it's more of an even playing field. They just don't have the horses to run with this team right now. To me, especially after watching last night with the Eagles and the Giants, I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. I really do. They should be 5-0 right now. They lost two games on last plays this season. They easily and should have beat the Eagles last season in the snow to advance. They're just stacked all around. From an offensive standpoint, Stafford is still playing lights out. He's not as mobile as he used to be, but if you give him time, he's going to pick you apart with Devontae and Puka, and the Ravens' secondary is absolutely going to have their hands full. And it's what they do from an offensive standpoint with Sean McVay and the way they are so creative. you know, you look at the Eagles and they're trying to find ways to get A.J. Brown the ball. You look at the Rams, what do they do with their number one receivers? Instead of leaving them on the outside, they're bringing these guys in motion. They're having them run out of the slot. They're getting them a head start on their route. They're giving them room to operate where you can go outside, you can go inside. It's harder for a defender you don't know, and they do it as well as anybody. And then they can run the ball too. I mean, Kyren Williams is one of the best running backs in football. And from a defensive standpoint, they are so young and they're so fast and they fly around. It's just it's a nightmare matchup for the Ravens right now with what they're dealing with before they head into the bye.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to bring up Kyren Williams. I'm glad you talked about him because all the talk about Puka, it leaves you to go, okay, well, what about Davante Adams? And like, oh, yeah, you got both those guys. But then you think about Kyren Williams, who's an all-purpose back. He reminds me a little bit of Edgerrin James with all that he does in the offense.
Look at that comparison.
What are your thoughts on just how to slow down that three-headed monster that you have? Because if you pick your poison, the other two can clearly beat you.
Justin Madubuike coming back this week.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Down that. Yeah, it's like I said 2 weeks ago, you don't replace Pro Bowl interior linemen in week five, week six. It just doesn't happen, and that's been a huge loss for this team. How do you try to slow them down? I mean, and dude's got to win. I mean, we can sit here and we can complain about Zach Orr and the way that the offensive scheme is and what are you doing, but at the end of the day, you know, we had Isaiah Likely on the show this week, and it sounds cliche in a way, but it's true. Guys got to do their 1-11. You got to do your job. Worry about what your job is on the field. Try and win your one-on-one matchup. And if you do that, it's going to open things up for everybody. But for me, I mean, I'm bringing pressure down in and down out. I'm trying to make things rough for Stafford. I'm trying to stack that box and just get after him. Because if they get that run game going, as you guys have seen it, and Kyren runs hard, he does. Not only that, he can catch out of the backfield too. So really, he's a matchup nightmare from that standpoint. If you're swinging him out or you're putting him in the slot to run routes, the kid ran a ton of routes at Notre Dame. I'm bringing pressure the entire time. I'm not letting Stafford get comfortable. And, you know, maybe you see something from this pass rush, but right now I'm not holding my breath, that's for sure.
All right, give me a winner and a score.
I hope the weather plays a factor because it's going to even things out. But if it doesn't, I'm going Rams 27. I'm going Ravens 10. I just don't think they have the horses with this one. It's tough. But maybe on the offensive side, you still got those playmakers there. If you can find a way to get them the ball, maybe they keep it close.
Hey, if you have them losing 27-10 without the weather being a factor, what are you doing? A biblical rainstorm or something?
Yeah. Oh, listen. I think the weather's going to play a factor. That's why I'm only going 27 for the Rams. But okay. I'm saying if it is like full blown monsoon, you're going to get low scoring game, which we're going to see with the weather today. The system's going to be nasty on Sunday. But you might get something like 13-10, and maybe it's more even keel. If it was a beautiful sunshine day, I think the Rams would put up 40 points.
Ooh, what you got going on coming up?
Purple pregame show tomorrow, Sunday, 11:30 WJZ. I always have your news for you, 5, 7, and 11. We'll be up there tonight, and then we'll run back another Purple Playbook with Isaiah Likely at Jimmy's Famous Seafood in a couple of weeks, and hopefully this team's going to be winning more games then. I do think that they're going to be all right after the bye. I think that this team's going to come back around, so it's not all doom and gloom, Ravens fans. You guys will be okay in the end.
Well, if the Ravens need the rain to slow things down, I hope it doesn't start raining at about 12:30 because I don't want it to mess up my tailgate.
You do realize this is like a nor'easter. This isn't just rain.
I don't want it to mess up my tailgate.
No, listen, Rob will find cover. That cigar will be in his mouth. He does not care. He'll be good.
What's in his mouth?
It's going to be bad, though.
Thanks a lot, my man. Have a good weekend.
Guys, have a great weekend, everybody. You, appreciate you, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.